Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
All right, we tapped it. Western, or the Mounties get the win. We're going to stick with this as long as we can. Stay on for you guys. Moving it around the perimeter are the Mounties. And our first chance to see Northwest this year. Dennis Graham out beyond the arc, a little bit deep on the wing. And the jumper is up and off the heel. Long rebound. Anspaw is going to pull that one in. And we'll get our first whistle of the game. Great effort by Anspaw on the offense there, Brian. He's not a tall guy, but he is strong. You can see that, and it's nice to see him be in the right spot for that rebound.
Yeah, we've seen him before, and he's my favorite rebounder under 5'9".
Inbound into the top of the key. Step back triple from the wing, and it's a miss for Rhodey Doe, the stellar freshman here for Northwest. And I've been hearing people talk about him a little bit for a while in the area, and he might be an important player for the Mounties and one of the reasons they've gotten some good wins this year.
Oh, he's a huge reason. And, you know, talking to my sources, he plays for the family out of Detroit, which is one of the top AAU teams in the state. So even though he's a freshman, he's seen high-caliber basketball.
He's going to spot up for another triple a little long. And going to get chased into the backcourt. And tap to Willis. He's going to have a chance. Makes a little Euro sidestep on the offense and takes it to the hoop. Bucket for the Northwest Mounties, or excuse me, for the Western Panthers. 2-0 Western here at home. There's a pull-up off the dribble for Dennis Graham and a miss. A long rebound and grabbed by the Panthers. Here comes Western again, rebounded there, Andrew Parrott. And we'll get a whistle. Yeah, maybe a clock issue?
Let's see. They're looking at a... Maybe. Mark Watterson maybe checking for blood, perhaps.
And you know what? Now that I see, he must have taken a shot to the nose, and there is the appearance of that. So we'll get an inbound from the sideline for the Western Panthers, leading 2-0, and Watterson bringing it up. And again, I think going into this, Brian, we think that Western's probably a little underdog here at home, but it's that rivalry game, and you just need to play a good night. And we've seen them have good. Is Chance Pangborn goes up strong, takes the bump, finishes, and it's 4-0 Western with a chance to make it 5.
You mentioned rivalry game. You get a scrappy team like this Coach Moffitt-led Western Panther team, and that's when anything can happen.
And Pangborn hits the free throw, and it's 5-0. Western out to an early lead. Tough shooting here for Northwestern. A couple of, I don't know, ill-advised perhaps threes, but you come out and you check your shot out. Maybe you feel good and you take a couple early ones. Dito finds an open look. It looked like on the wing, but a pump fake. And now trying to feed the block at knockaway in Western. Chance to go up 7-0 here early. Left side Pangborn now to Watterson at the top. Left side for Willis. Now to the top, Parrott. Lost the dribble for a second, right wing, Pangborn goes baseline, gets a step, skips it through Watterson to the top, Willis open, drives in, floater from the elbow is off the rim and short and out of bounds. They'll say last touch Northwest.
Yeah, and that's Parrott. And Steve, we did a Western game earlier this year and we were really impressed with Andrew Parrott's kind of inside out game. We liked him on the blocks.
Pangborn getting the three up in the corner on the inbound. Great job by Dito to come out and knock that out of the sky, but it'll keep Western with possession. 5-0 lead, 5:48 to play first quarter. Panthers up. We saw Willis there for a moment have a look at that open three. He does not seem to like that shot, and there's going to be a whistle. So they tried to pass it in deep to Brody Parrott near the mid-center court line. Dito got his hand up in he took a shot to the face for it. That was kind of an arm from Parrott reaching back and went across his grill. And Northwest will get the foul and the ball.
Had that been football, we might have got a PI on that.
Yeah, 5-0. heads off. Drive attempt backing it in now. It's Graham. Now he gets it up right side for Anspaugh. Work at the perimeter. Graham gets it again. 29 plays. Northwestern 5-0, but it's early. Anspaugh to top. Dito swings it around. Oh, sorry. That was Williams swinging it around to Dito, and he drives back out to Williams to a lefty triple out of the corner, and that one falls. So a couple of early shots that didn't fall. That one goes and cuts the lead to 2. Here in the first quarter, 5-0 to play, 5-3. Watson still in front. Watterson with the ball. Hands off to Brody Perry. Gives it back to Watterson outside that right wing, right in front of the northwest bench, to the top, Pangborn. He gets a screen, moves to the right side. Gives it up to Willis there at the wing, and Watterson will reset out near center court. And we noted in that game against Michigan Center, sometimes you don't know who's going to be the guy who's going to want to score for Western, and that feels like it on this possession right now.
Yeah, that's kind of why it was important for them to get off to a good start.
I'd love to see Parrott set up shop down on the block and make some moves down there. Pangborn has been that guy who I think wants to be the scorer, and he's going to get an offensive foul, I think.
Or they get an illegal screen. Yeah, I think they got Brody Parrott. That's his second.
And Coach Moffitt going to the bench here, and looks like we've got Anthony Miller set to check in.
But not the Anthony Miller that played for Michigan State. Pig Miller.
Pig, yeah. No Pig.
Different Anthony Miller.
Although we could call him Pig. He might not mind. There's a screen and a back cut and a kicked ball. Good job by Western to kind of hedge on that pass, but it is a kicked ball, and Northwest will keep it. 4:20 to play, 5-3, and defense has been good by
Northwest. You have to give Bryson Cooper a touch underneath. Been really guard oriented.
Yeah, and you know, we speak about former MSU players, Bryson Cooper, of course, his brother playing for the Spartans and Tom Izzo these days. And we got to see him, I think, I want to say it was freshman year with Northwest here. They go into Cooper now on the block, and that's a tough defense, and he's going to slide his foot and get a traveling call.
Yeah, he'll have a tough matchup in there. As we mentioned, Andrew Parrott will be on Cooper. Cooper giving up some weight.
Now a little backcourt pressure, and I say Watterson really taking his time and then turns on the Jets. Gets it over the timeline, sets up the offense. Miller pump fakes. Left side for Willis. Jab steps and drives. Gets into the paint. Back out. Miller wants to pump a three. Now drives into the elbow area. Baseline cut for Willis. Drops it down to Parrott. Couldn't catch it. Willis gets the loose ball though, and he'll get a layup attempt. No good. Good rebound and box out there by Cooper. Using his to rebound from the bigger Andrew Parrott. I know it finished at the dish. That was Dito, and now with 3:42 to play in the first, it's a 5-5 tie.
Dito, I thought, got hit going in for that layup, too.
Watterson now with the ball for Western. Came out, got a 5-0 lead, have given up. And back out to Watterson, and mishandled. That'll be a back. 3:24 to go in this one in the first quarter, 5-5 tie. And again, thanks for sticking with us through any audio dropouts we have. We're efforting to make it as good as possible. Thanks to Luke Moorhead in the studio and the crew out here at Western. My Ida, Dr. Vickers. Apologies to Dr. Vickers when I couldn't think of his name last Friday on the broadcast.
Just drew a blank.
Yeah, that's all. Osterberg in the game. Jared Osterberg been around this program for a few years now. Got a good-looking three-point shot. If they can get him open, Dito with a crossover into the painted area and feeding the corner. That was Marquise Williams open, but we get a foul on the floor, and that'll be the third foul, fourth now team foul against the Panthers. Of course, 5 gets you into that bonus territory.
And that one's going to go on Jaden Willis.
Jared Osterberger inbound from the baseline, floats it in deep. Go. Now over to Osterberg looking to feed. What? Kind of forced it up, but rebounded. And another jump hook attempt off the backboard. Rolls around a little bit and falls through. And that's Trevion Kinnell-Moore with that bucket. The nice little jump hook at point blank range.
Coach Bradley was telling me about Sparky. That I'm doing it, right?
I'm sure he would prefer. There's a near knockaway for Northwest, but the loose ball dribbles all the way down to the baseline, and Parrott able finally to squeeze it. That's Andrew Parrott, and we will get a reach in against the Mounties. Being aggressive, they got the lead, 7-5, and with 2:24 to go, they wanted that basketball back, and that's really helped their offense get going, has been getting some steals and creating some turnovers in Western. Looking for somebody to try to step up and be a scorer.
Yeah, either Pangborn on the block, or excuse me, Parrott on the block, or Pangborn. Kind of been some offense that we've seen so far.
Sideline inbound, Watterson to the backcourt for Willis. And gives it back to Watterson. Watterson out there guarded by Graham. A little too aggressive, will get a blocking foul. I still love, you know, we're over here, it's clearly a foul. The player never believes it's a foul. That's true at every level, I think.
Well, and I think Moore definitely had his sights set on, like, a steal there as Watterson picked up his dribble. And
yep,
he's given up a lot of size, too. Graham has about a foot on him.
You're right. A while at Northwest. Back out to Watterson, left wing. Watterson making a dribble move. Western ball under two to play first quarter, trailing 5-7 at home. Left wing now to the high post. Parrott comes all the way out to the top of the circle. Now makes a move to the basket, gets in deep. Jump hook, pretty good touch out the window. Still comes off of miss, but does draw a whistle, and that'll send Parrott to the free throw line. Second half, I was able to speak with grandparents of both Parrots. I mean, here is a regular WKHM listeners and basketball fans. And that was kind of his take. He said, yeah, good first half, but then disappeared. You could tell he knows ball. He said, but yeah, both of the players, both of the Parrots have family here. Obviously, most players have some family here, but they were nice enough to stop by and say hi before the game, and I appreciate that.
Good golfers, too.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that. I heard the... Oh, it's Parrott. It splits the pair at the line. 7-6 Western trails. I did hear somebody over here throwing around the legend term with Mr. Parrott sitting over here. So.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
A lot of those high school legends, coaches, administrators, and others around these days. Jeff Bontrager is one of them over across the court from us. Jamie McKibben, Community Enthusiast Award winner from the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. They get it down to Cooper on the block. He passes back out. We're going to move down the baseline for Williams. Now off to the top for... I have a block against Graham's last name, I think, but Graham's got it. 1:13 to play first quarter. 6-7 Panthers trail. There's a chance to go up with another triple lefty. And it's Marquise Williams hitting, giving...
2 for 2 from behind that stripe.
Watterson has it now for the Panthers, working against Deville. That's a reach. Out, cuts down the lane, gets in deep. Shot blocked. There's that difference maker for Cooper with that height. He's not quite as big as Carson. And some wings on him, some wingspan.
We've kind of seen him developing, and you know Carson was kind of a late bloomer as well.
Definitely. There's a pump fake and move by Pangborn, and he's going to get the travel call. 43. Wesley, they'll get the ball back after the turnover. That's the old pump fake takeoff.
Yeah.
We'll see that call. Third time's almost the game.
And that one probably was a travel, but boy, we talk about it all the time. High school officials don't like that pump fake.
Nope.
You better put it on the deck.
38 seconds left. Northwest with the ball. 10-6 lead. Dido from the left side dribbles across the top around a couple of screens back out to Williams. Another open triple. He's been hot, and he gets that one to go.
Better find him. He's wide open.
13-6 after starting out 5. Watterson working against pressure in the backcourt. Now gets into the lane, and he's going to get bumped and knocked down. And we'll see who that goes against. That'll go against Williams.
Oh. That was Dedeau guarding him. I thought they were going to get him, but it's a big second foul there on Williams. We'll see if Coach Bradley elects to keep him in. Since they have the ball with the last 12 seconds, he's probably just going to go ahead and trust that there will be no offensive foul.
And it's going to come in, give Willis a break. Or was it someone who else went out? Count right now. 8 seconds to play in the first. Northwest ball. Up. And off the heel, long rebound, gets it back. Can't get a shot off before the buzzer. So 13-7, our score after one. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Our live coverage of high school basketball brought to you tonight by Jackson Public Schools and Industrial Steel Treating.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Yeah. I think they felt like that was a great start, and it really was, but just Northwest got a little hot hand out of him up and got him going.
I think Western would like, it's kind of low scoring. They'd like that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this in under the 60 mark if they can, I'm sure.
It is just a matter of finding where the offense is going to come from for Western right now. They're defending pretty well. There's a drive by Willis. Floater no good. Parrott with a chance to tap it. Can't get it, but out to Watterson. Now move from Pangborn into the elbow. Pull up fade. Away from Andrew Parrott, trying to be the chairman of the boards down there. There's a drive from Dedeau. He's going to miss the shot, but he will draw a foul and some free throws. And slow to get up there, Watterson. Watterson, one of a long, I feel like there's a long line of under, maybe I don't even say undersized, but smaller Western guards that have just been tough guys. I think the Cottingham brothers that played here reminded me of that too. Just some hard nose, go out and play tough, and Watterson's had to play tough, and he's handling the ball so much for Western.
Yeah.
As that free throw goes in for Dedeau.
Van Riper last year.
Yeah, yeah.
A little undersized, but was a tough guy.
He was quite athletic too. Springs.
Yeah, he did.
15-7 after the two free throw makes, the biggest lead of the game now for the Mounties. Western with some press break, and Willis sets up on the right wing. Gives it up to Watterson. Swings it across the corner for Gernon and missed the three, but as open a look as they've had for the Panthers here in the half. Just missed it. 7:08 to go, and quickly back the other way is Dedeau. And he makes the layup. And we get a whistle. Timeout, Western. 17-7. Quick start to the quarter. Let's take a 30-second break during the timeout, and we'll be back with more from Western. Panthers trail 17-7.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 7:03 to play here. First half, 17-7. That's a set of 17-2 run now for Northwest.
And Steve, I'm kind of excited. I'm seeing Bobby Simon, the fourth, enter for Northwest, and he makes my all-hair team.
Yeah, I'm trying to. We're supposed to be writing these down. We have like one other all-hair team guy so far. Bleached blonde with some stripes. I don't know, leopard. What is
A little tiger stripes.
Jaguar.
Yeah.
No, that's all spots. Something with stripes, but yeah, tiger, I guess. That's a drive and a floater from Watterson. That's a 10-point deficit. Spin move to Doe, gets in deep, a nice shot making at the rim. Spins away from a defender, elevates and makes it. And it's 19-7.
That was a big-time move there by Dedeau.
It's one of those where it doesn't seem to matter what direction he's facing, still manages to finish. That's a skill that just comes from playing a lot of ball. Watterson's got it out for Western, trailing by 12, 6:19 to play first half. Newly into the game for the Panthers is Charlie Stevens. Watterson working the left wing. Top of the key. Andrew Parrott back to the basket. Looking to hand off. Pangborn will take a deep three. It's open. Halfway down and comes out Parrott with a board, but he's going to get a loose ball foul there, pushing the other would-be rebounders away.
Yeah, that's kind of almost like a Shaquille O'Neal foul where you're just... and Parrott's going to get it.
Yep. Under six to play in the half, 19-7. Couple of early misses for Northwest, but the offense has been running smooth ever since. Dedeau looking to drive from the baseline. Jump stop blocked. Guernon. Rebound coming through and tipping. Cooper couldn't get it to go. Gets the loose ball, though, and the jumper no good either. Another try, no. Stevens is going to clear the rebound for the Panthers, and Watterson will bring it over the timeline. Reaching call. I don't know if I like that one. That was just good. Actually, really good move at his feet.
And that's the third foul Rourke Watterson's kind of drawn just by being quick and put to the ground.
Coming to the sideline is Charlie Stevens. Into the backcourt, Watterson. Anspaugh guarding all the way up to center court, so they're going to continue to pressure Watterson, making him work. That's some... good cardio out there for Watterson. He's staying in good shape. Stays if he quick twitch. There's an elevation jumper for Pangborn. Another one that was about halfway down and missed. And out to run is Dedeau. He's going to go lefty, finish off the backboard and score it. He's up to 10 now with 5 minutes to play in the half. 21-7.
And he's wanted to go right all the time, but he finished that one left. So he's showing he can whatever way he wants.
Yeah, there's a nice move. Watterson gets in deep. Didn't want to go up in the trees. Gets out Granado, the little spinning fader, and missed. Cooper rebounds. 4:40 to play in the half. He's doing the open court again. This time he'll back it out. Gives it up, and there's a triple. Oh, no good. Long for Brian's favorite hair, Bobby Simon. Missed. Again, offensive rebound. A second three-point attempt for the Mounties, and this time... Panthers cleared the rebound. 21-7 still our score. 4:18 to play in the half. Watterson firing in the corner. Granon gets it up to Stevens. Pumps. Drives. Now skips it across. Watterson open for a triple. That one falls. Tough shooting here for a while for the Panthers. Finally get one to drop. 21-10.
Because the Panthers really have gotten some good looking shots. Mm-hmm. And some that have just gone in and out.
Yeah, Pangborn's had about three that were halfway down and come out. Into the corner, Anspaugh pumps from a three. Backs it out to the wing. Osterberg drives in for the jumper from the elbow. Got knocked to his backside. No call, though. And rebounded by the Panthers.
Guernon, clean block, I suppose.
There's a dribble move. Pangborn jump stop and takes it to the basket. I don't know. Maybe that little extra step for me, but no call.
That was a Euro with a bunny hop and a two-footed jump stop. Had a little bit of everything.
Good quality layup make. 21-12. There's a shot up for Northwestern and a miss. He cut this back to inside of 9 points. A little run of their own. And there's Watterson gets a step, takes it in. Couldn't get the shot up. He got the shot up, couldn't get it to go. Northwest running the other way. Osterberg pump fakes a three. Puts it on the deck. Splits it deep. Wow. That's going to rub some Mountie fans the wrong way. Because that was almost precisely the same move as Pangborn just did.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Stepping.
2:55 to play first half, 21-12. Northwest with the lead. They'll get the defense going, and they're going to set up full court pressure. Gabriel Christner on the floor now for Northwest. Stevens gets it up to... that is himself, and just couldn't finish. Lucas Parrott all alone. He missed that first one, but he gets the offensive rebound, and on the putback draws a foul. So Parrott going to the free throw line.
Wow, and that's a tough third foul for Marquise Williams to get. He's pleading that he was just standing there,
and he missed quite a bit of time here in this first half with the second foul. Gets in briefly and gets his third. Meanwhile, Brody Parrott picked up two quick fouls for Western and has not been back in yet. So a little foul trouble early for a couple of starters. 2:39 to go. Free throw miss for Parrott.
And that's Lucas Parrott.
Yeah.
I have to grab the Parrott. Well, some Northwest fans might be uttering "ball don't lie."
Strong to the hoop and missed that one. He's 0 for 3 from the floor now and 0 for 2 from the line, but I love the effort. Northwest quickly the other way, and Graham's going to get a triple up and make it. 24-12, and just like that, a 9-point game turns into a 12-point game and feels a lot different. Doubled up here, 2:17 to play first half.
Graham, second leading scorer for Northwest, getting his first bucket of the night.
Willis out here near midcourt in front of us. Moves over to the jump circle area. Hands caught tracking him out there on the defense. Willis and the Panthers setting up the offense. Right side, Charlie Stevens from deep on the wing. Coming off a screen, Pangborn open for three, fires. Hits. Chance Pangborn had a couple of those open and missed them, and that one gets nothing but the bottom and cuts the lead back to 9.
And that was a nice play they had set up. He came running off a double screen, wide open.
Anspaw looks for a back cut. Graham, nothing there, but coming off a screen is Christner. He'll miss. Rebound, Parrott had it and knocked away from him by Anspaw, but he'll get a foul called against Anspaw. This has been I feel like we've gotten several whistles, many whistles, but none of them feel like egregious. It's just the way this game has kind of gone, a little bit aggressive and what's the word I want to use? Physical. And that'll get you a few more whistles. We do have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. 1:31 to play first half, 24-15. Northwest leads on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Remind me, Brian, do you like Aaliyah by Donny Iris?
Oh, I love it.
Western coming in against some full court pressure. They break it and get into the half court set of Waters. And with a minute 20 to go, 24-15, Western trails. Willis to the right side coming off the screen. Pangborn again. Thought he maybe had a chance to catch and shoot. He's going to get down into the lane and draw a blocking call against Krishner. And that'll send Pangborn to the free throw line, or it should anyway. As he looked like he was getting into a shot, and that is the call. Two free throws coming for Chance Pangborn.
And I think Krishner and a couple of his teammates kind of thought that should be a charge. And there you go. There's another. We're just kind of talking at the timeout. It feels like the 50-50 things have been going Western's way.
And Pangborn hits the free throw. He's had a nice first half. That gives him nine points. Game's second leading scorer up to this point. Minute 15 to play in the half. 24-16. That cuts the Northwest lead to 8. Make it 7 with a successful trip and a 10-point first half for Chance Pangborn.
You're Western. You feel like you really got to make sure you're within single digits by half.
Udo hands off to Graham at the top. Now gets a screen into the elbow area. Lost the dribble for a moment. Recovers. Jump stop with some contact. No whistle. Backs it out to Udo. He gets a screen on the attack. Nice no-look pass to a cutting Krishner on the baseline. He elevates and misses. Rebound tap to Watterson. He's going to come out of there with the ball. 24-17. They had a chance to cut this one tight with 40 seconds to play in the half. If you're Western and you got to, after the way the half is gone, you get out of here with a single-digit deficit, you feel pretty good about it, I think. Watterson with a drive into the corner, open look. Deep, it might have been just getting it down the lane, into the air, elevates. It's a bucket to go. Watterson trying to take a charge. Graham did a good job sidestepping it. 13 seconds, 26-17. Panthers trail by 9. Watterson called for a screen with 9 seconds. Gets a double screen, goes left side. The roller is Lucas Parrott. Pangborn's going to fire one to 1.5. And the buzzer will sound. Halftime is here. 26-17. Our score here. Northwest, after dropping down by, held on to that the rest of the way. 9-point lead at the half for the Mounties. Let's take a 3-minute break here at the half. When we come back, we'll get the numbers and set things up for the second half. Again, Northwest 26, Western 17 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5 Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls.
and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Oh, yeah. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here in Western leads it. We're on live. 26-17. Northwest went down five early, but came surging back and really a lot of transition baskets, Brian, and that really made the difference. They were really getting the ball on rebounds or turnovers and just running the floor and able to score point blank. And then, of course, a trio of three-pointers for Williams, and that gets you pretty close to 26 right there.
Yeah, and a trio of threes, but also a trio of fouls for Williams. And to be honest, I think two of the three, one was not on him. It should have been the Doe.
Right.
And the other one, his hands were straight up. But those are those 50-50 ones.
Yeah, and that's been the story of the half, too. And you used the term, and that really 50-50 foul calls. Is it a block? Is it a charge? Is that 50-50 ball? Who's going to come up with that? And Western actually did a good job of being the ones who benefited from those 50-50 plays, still find themselves at a deficit, so it doesn't bode well. If the water finds its level, eventually those 50-50 balls, that's like flipping a coin. It's still a 50-50 chance every time. You feel like it's going to go Northwest way a little bit, too.
Yeah, and I tell you what, have you ever officiated?
Not in any real.
I have a couple times, and that is a hard call to make on
the
spot.
Yeah.
And you're always making half the gym angry at you. But I'm not saying they were bad calls. Those were just ones that were kind of nitty-bitty, and they went Western's way.
Well, exactly that. You're never, you have to make the call. So when it's 50-50, when it's that tight, they don't get to watch 12 replays and go over to the score table and figure it out. They have to make that call in the moment. So those 50-50 ones are the toughest ones to make, but they did a good job, I thought, of officiating a half when it's as physical and it's a rivalry. Those can get out of hand. So they did a good job of keeping control, keeping the pace of the game going. And 2017 doesn't feel like it's wrong that, something went bad. I think both teams played to that score.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us the number, Brian.
We had Dennis Graham had 5, Rupert Bowe with 10, Marquise Williams 9, and Craig Kendall Moore with a deuce.
And now for the players putting up points, the defense is all fucking very well in their tab, so I just...
Robert Robertson with 4, Chase Payne, and Ben Willis with 2, and Andrew Merritt with 1. That's it.
With Western and Michigan, 3 weeks here for the Panthers, and that hasn't changed. Where did the points come from? Tonight is in Panther, and I think he's willing. I think that's kind of the guy who stepped up and tried to take on that role. And we'll just see if he's able to do it enough to overcome this deficit and give the Panthers a win.
Yeah, I think Jaden Willis is going to have to get in that lane still and make a few of those. We talked about at the time, Western had a lot of in and out buckets, good looking shots as a coach you'd be happy with, just weren't dropping.
Right.
And Andrew Parrott's going to probably have to get up to double digits too if Western's going to have any ideas of entertaining this upset, we'll call.
Yeah, I agree. Out of town scoreboard, shout out. We were talking about people getting with legend status in the building earlier in the game. Well, no question about legend status for Greg O'Connor. GLC, of course, will be at halftime. Lumen Christie, 27. And our neighbor Richard, 27. So there's a tie over there. Had a good game. And then Chelsea, Hamilton, Jackson Vikings tonight, and Chelsea 37-21 their lead in that one.
I'll say,
there you go. Kind of a legendary standard.
I'd say so.
All right. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and take 2 minutes when we come back, second half. Northwest leading 26-17 at Western and on WKHN.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Now, we're back. And just the final seconds ticking off on our countdown for the half. 26-17. Western's got a It's really got to be like their best half of basketball. They've got to make all their shots, and they've got to get some stops.
And are we? Anybody tuning in?
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we are appreciating anybody sticking with us through a little bit of technical difficulty as Didot drives, and he'll get caught for an offensive foul. And that was Watterson stepping up to take that contact.
Boy, that's another 50-50 call, Steven. That, you know, you could argue that the dough had already kind of taken off. But Watterson, kudos to him for standing there and taking it.
Panthers will give it back to the Mountie as a traveling call against Willis. You know, I feel for athletes at this level because you watch college and certainly the NBA. And I don't think you fully grasp what is traveling or what isn't because it's called differently in almost every instance. Like that might have been that step through pump fake for Graham and a miss right there.
Right. Go over to that pivot foot. It just looks kind of funny.
Yeah, but about it by Willis. Western's got it up the floor. 7:22 to go half. Willis backs it out to Watterson. Watterson looking for a screen. Nothing comes. Brody Parrott back on the floor. Set out most of that first half with two fouls. Willis gets an open look for three. That goes off the heel. Rebounded Graham looking to run for the Mounties. And Willis takes it away. Western should. Pump fakes. Now pull up. Steps just inside the arc. And missed. Long rebound. Graham gives it up to Dido. 6:47 to go third quarter. Still 26-17. Anspaw triple. Inside out. Cooper does a great job finding Anspaw. Panthers back the other way. Pangborn looks to answer from the corner, and he hits a triple, and he does answer. Looks like we're destined to stay at that 9-point separation, 29-20, Western Trails.
After a couple minutes of nobody bailing make something, back-to-back triples.
Northwest ball, Graham on the move, step back, pull-up jumper, in and out. Rebound, Cooper chases down to go out of bounds, though, off his hands, and Western will get it back, 6:13 to play, 29-20.
Must be something about that side of the gym, Steve, because that shot by Graham was in and out. His, same thing we saw Western do in the first half, that same basket.
Stay with us after this basketball broadcast. We'll take you to Red Wings hockey. There's a skip pass. Trailing the play. Williams in the right place, right time. That pass goes right to him. Takes it the other way for Northwest. Anspaw holding it on the left wing. Left side, Williams. Looked like he was going to take the three. Gives it up to Dido. Good catch there. And a little bit of an errant pass. Dido left side. Anspaw open again. Fires for three. That one's off. Good box out, Andrew Parrott. He doesn't get the rebound, but he taps it right to Brody. And that was just a good box out on the taller Cooper.
Both him and Cooper have had some good fundamental box outs on the defensive side.
There's a play down to Brody Parrott. Back to the basket. Turned around off the window and scores it. Cuts the lead to 7, 5:23 to go third quarter. That's what they missed with Parrott on the bench in the first half. Dido fires a triple. That's got that shooter's roll because that hit the back and just died and fell into the basket. Normally those off the heel like that will bounce way up in the air, but that one just went in. Pangborn in the corner, another three in transition, and another hit. 25, keep that at 7. Every time one triple less.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Issues we have with the broadcast. Look at them tough here at Western. It had three different tries on three different connections, and we went with the best one. Imperfect for sure, but go ahead to Virginia High School basketball 25-35. Western still at 1 point further down than they're in the half, you know, hanging around close to 7 for moments. But Northwest making a tough, good shot, making a better shot here in the second half for both teams.
Yeah, five of the first hoops.
Phillips will bring her timeline for the Panthers. We're getting his hands off. Picks up the dribble high post Parrott. Andrew bounces it to Brody. He goes off the dribble back to the basket against Williams. Both round off the window.
Thank you. Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pangborn hits one of two technical free throws, and 35-28 is our score. It'll be Western ball also. Gets it into Willis. Watterson to Willis. Watterson comes to collect the basketball. 4:10 on the third quarter clock. Left side, Andrew Parrott outside of the arc. Down. A deep triple for Pangborn hasn't been a bad shot tonight. Parrott out of the corner. He's been able to get some offense going in the second half. Hasn't knocked away, and it goes off his leg. I thought officials going to say keep here with the Panthers.
The other official's going to come in, and I think
we'll see.
Well, nope. He talked him out of it.
Yeah. Western inbound going to Parrott. Andrew looking for Watterson on the cut. Now moves to the elbow. Backs out Watterson, open for three. And points as close as we've been in a while. 3:37 still to go here, third quarter.
Another three-pointer.
He's still getting into the paint, and he's going to lose his footing and go to the floor. And this time we'll get a foul call, and I think that's going to go against Willis, perhaps, as he's slow to get up.
Yeah, I think Willis caught him right in the top. Move.
3:29 to play here in the third, and Willis giving a thumbs up to the bench. I guess he's all right. You know, we didn't even mention, Brian, it feels like it's been, it almost feels like a long time ago, but it's not that long since Coach Moffitt was on the Northwest bench. And, you know, always these games against, he was a long-time coach there, and now playing for Western and a rival. And so in a game like this, you know, that has a little extra.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he has that circled.
Yep. 3:29, 36-31 after a first free throw make. Udoh gets the pair. Pushes the lead back to six. Western ball. 3:25 remains here. 37-31. We're in the third quarter. Watterson gets in. Out to Pangborn, open for three and hits. Pangborn's got three of them in this quarter. He's up to 20 points now for Western, and the lead is just three.
Yeah, that's his fourth three of the night, third in this quarter.
Northwest looking to answer. Udoh working against Parrott, now skips it left side. Grant, off the rim. That looked good from the release. We had a good angle on seeing that shot, and it just never was online. Rebounded by Western. They can get within one or closer. Pangborn's going to take a quick release three. That one from Andrew gets it.
When Dito gets going downhill, he's tough to stop.
And he is aggressively attacking the basket in transition nearly every time. And now we're going to get it. Is that going to be an intentional?
Oh, wow.
That is the call.
They got that against Watterson.
I got to be honest, if Dito is in the air, I don't think Watterson can reach his head. No offense. Dito's athletic and getting some height on the jump, and Watterson's about to play 38-34 after free throw making. Dole's been good at the free throw line. He's got 16 tonight, and that makes it 17, and that pushes the lead back to 5. And Mountie ball.
Yeah, DeDoe has, he's 6 for 6 from the line, and boy, I don't know, from the three-point stripe, I'm going to say 1 for 6 or 7. So.
Graham will inbound for the Mounties from the baseline. And that one goes into the corner for Osterberg back on the floor. There's a steal. Watterson out of the backcourt. Transition quickly. Scoops it to Pangborn. Open for three. Got it. Pangborn red hot here. Timeout on the floor. 39-37. Panthers within 2. 2:25 to play. Still in the third.
And I'm pumped up about the Black Panther.
The Panther mascot out here. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I haven't seen that before. Have you?
I know, but now I want to get out there. I'm ready to go set a screen or something for Pangborn.
2:25 to play, and Chance Pangborn red hot here in this third quarter. 4 threes, and like 4 out of 5, and he's up to 23 points on the game. I think he's thinking career night.
Yeah, and you wondered where the points are going to come from. I think Pangborn's answering that question.
Yeah, and he kind of did come out pretty aggressive from the start. Same spot right there, that left side of the floor, 2 in the corner and a couple from the wing. He likes it there. He's spotting up in transition. They're finding him, and he hasn't let them down.
Yeah, and the Mounties on the flip side, they need to find him, and, you know, you can't just let him roam. And make somebody else score.
Well, especially if you got, you know, Watterson making a steal, someone's going to have to be, hey, where's Pangborn? We got to find him in transition, not just in the half court. Doe looking to drive and spins out Watterson. Fader rattles out, rebounded Brody Parrott. Western the other way. Pangborn gets it to Watterson in midcourt. Over the timeline, right side, Parrott on the wing. Pump fake. And there's a move for Miller. Back out to Watterson near midcourt. Now penetrates, hands to Parrott on the wing. Parrott gets down the lane and feels his way in with his shoulder. Gets the shot up, won't make it, but free throws coming out for Brody Parrott. And a chance to make up some ground at the line. They can tie this up from the stripe, 39-37. Western trails by just 2 after being down by as many as 12.
Yeah, and Brody Parrott, you know, he came into that out of the halftime and took a couple hoops strong to the hole and made buckets. That's another one right in the Bryson Cooper's chest.
Missed the free throw on the first attempt. But yeah, he was missing in action the first half with a couple quick fouls, but he's been in there virtually the entire time now. Hasn't picked up any extra fouls, but has been a big part with 5 points here in the second half. Makes the second free throw. We have a one-point contest here. You know, they lay back on him. He's been penetrating. He takes the three and misses. He's struggled from beyond the arc. Other guys have been hot from out there, but he hasn't shot great out there. He's been better going to the basket. Watterson spins, drives. Parrott open for three, fires. Hits. Western leads. 41-39 Panthers on a triple from Brody Parrott.
You wonder when Coach Bradley might come back with Williams, even with 3.
Yeah, taking yourself out of the game with it, leaving him on the bench, and now we'll get a foul call away from the ball. And it looks like that's going to go against Miller. Maybe grabbing Grant. It doesn't fit. You know, it doesn't suit him to call him that.
No, not even Piggy.
Nope.
Little Piglet or anything.
Nothing.
Yep. We're just going to go with Anthony Miller.
Yep. For now. Unless a better nickname presents itself. 66 seconds to play in the third. Western with a two-point lead. Inbound goes deep to Graham. Mountie ball. He's on the left wing. Now looks to drive. Gets into the paint, into the air. Underhand scoop. Little bump. He is going to get free throws here. Western fans won't like it, but that's been Northwest.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue.
Rebound, though, grabbed by Christner, elevates, missed. Andrew Parrott clears it out of there. And he'll draw a whistle. Trading fouls here now, 55 seconds to play in the third, 41-40 Western, and they'll get the possession in the backcourt. Western, or Northwest looking not quite set up full court pressure, but now they will. Brody Parrott to inbound from the baseline. Got to go the length of the court here to the Panthers. Parrott gets it into Miller. Now back to Brody Parrott. Brody scoops it to Watterson. 48 seconds. 41-40 Western leads. Crossover move to the top. Watterson backs it out. Now right wing Miller. Looked at the three. Now he gets into the elbow area. Got it. 43-40 Western. There's a spin, elevate, Dito backs out to Anspaw, now back to Dito. Gets into the lane, elevates. That was maybe forced that shot, no contact. Watterson rebounds, he's got Andrew Parrott. What a one-handed bounce pass, got through the traffic. He missed the layup though, Northwest back the other way. Graham with a crossover, gets into the lane and contact. We get a blocking call against Miller. And that'll get Graham back to the free throw line. 10.7 to play in the third, 43-40 Western.
Steve, once again, Graham. Now we've seen Graham and Dedeau do this like maybe three possessions in a row where they just have decided they're taking it to the basket regardless.
Yeah.
I kind of would like to see that ball move a little better for the Mounties.
43-40. Graham at the line and hit front rim but gets the shooter's roll. Gernon's going to come into the game and check in for Brody Parrott, kind of trying to avoid picking up another foul. And Graham hits them both. 43-42. It's a one-point contest. Watterson with 6 seconds. It's a screen. Gets into the lane. Sidesteps the defender. Lost his foot. Sounds 43-42. End of three. And Western leads it by one. 43-42. 60-second commercial break. Fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nice half, yeah. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, fourth quarter coming up again. Thanks again if you're hanging in with us here. We know the technical aspects have not been perfect, but this has been an exhilarating game, and it promises to be an exciting fourth quarter here. The Western Panthers have it. One-point lead, 43-42. Big third quarter, Chance Pangborn and Brody Parrott getting Western back from a deficit at the half and now leading. Pangborn off the dribble, gets into the lane, took that up above his head, and we'll get a defender taking a swipe, and Pangborn's going to draw. Love getting them into early foul trouble and chance to keep this game, keep this lead from the free throw line. And Pangborn is probably the best free throw shooter here for the Panthers, and he's at the line right now.
And, Steve, you had kind of mentioned it during a timeout. The Mounties particularly kind of being demonstrative after every whistle, you know, that things aren't going their way. The ref talking to Dedeau right there, letting him know he'd kind of had enough. Didn't want any more.
Yeah, every play, really. I mean, and that's basketball on the whole these days. Near tip-in by Andrew Parrott, and a battle. They chase it to the sideline, and they'll save it, and it goes off of Ann's paw, and it'll stay Western ball. 7:42 to go, 43-42 lead. I love seeing the all the players going after that ball, getting onto the floor and chasing. Stays Western ball.
And Ansbaugh and Parrott going after it. That's two strong fellas. That's probably 1,000 pounds worth of squat right there.
I wouldn't doubt that for a moment. Left side. It's Miller. Goes dribbling toward the baseline. Loses the handle and out of bounds. Good defense by Graham with his feet there.
Yeah, I like Graham's length.
Yeah. He's added a couple inches since we saw him last. And just a junior, so they got another year of that here at Northwest. As well as if Dedeau's going to stick around, he's just a freshman. He brings it up now for the Mounties. Trailing by one, Williams out of the corner. The game for Williams maybe causing issues. Dedeau now after the steal, Western or Northwest. Dedeau gets in deep, gets the shot up, scores it, and draws a foul. That's a tough one to get to fall in. Yeah. Tough angle, and he just kind of floated it up.
And again, Dedeau just making tough finish after tough finish, and he just attacking the rim relentlessly.
44-43 now. Northwest gets back in front with 7:11 to play, fourth quarter.
How many freshmen have we seen, freshman boys come in and be able to attack the rim like this? You look at him, he doesn't really have a freshman body, does he?
No. No one would just look at him and go, definitely freshman. Effective down there. A little patient, too. Like, you can tell, like, a good player, a good scorer knows that when he has those moments down there, to be able to, in traffic, kind of hesitate, pump fake, and do things to get yourself a look at the rim. Dedeau gets the free throw to fall, and it's 45-43. Two-point lead now for the Mounties, and they set up full-court pressure after the free throw make. 7:07 to play. 45-43. Willis over the timeline for the Panthers. Hands it off to Watterson, who primary ball handler for Western all night. He's got some steps in. Well, he's got his Fitbit counting. Willis out to Andrew Parrott. It's going to work to the right side. Back cut for Pangborn. It's going to hit off a
Graham kind of learning right there that Western wants to fake that pass and then get you back door.
Watterson came out from the baseline. Gets it into Andrew Parrott. Parrott makes a move baseline, elevates against Cooper. It's blocked. Brody Parrott gets the loose ball. And we get a timeout from Coach Moffitt. We'll keep it here during the timeout. 6:39 to play, 45-43. Northwest has gotten the lead back here early fourth quarter. They led by as many as 12 in the first half and 9 at the half. Western roared all the way back. And now here we are with just a two-point contest. 25 points from Chance Pangborn. 20 from Roe Dedeau.
I think Andrew scored on most people in the area, but to Cooper, it's his third pick of the game, unofficially.
Yeah.
Got good timing and good length, obviously.
Yeah, and he can jump too. He can elevate. So,
yeah.
When you got a guy with length, athleticism, and timing, that's a recipe for a good shot block.
Yes, sir.
Cooper hasn't been much of an offensive threat tonight.
Well,
but
he is. He's at the zero mark.
Yeah. I'm trying to run some back cuts for him, getting him a lob. For dunks. Now we'll get a reach out there as Parrott was headed back to the basket. Andrew, 6:36 to play, 45-43. That's two team fouls now in Northwest. And let's see who's going to inbound. It'll be Watterson.
And Graham's job now is to follow Pangborn around. A little too aggressive on that one.
Backcourt for Willis.
Coach Bradley wanted over and back, and I think he has a good point.
Willis didn't establish himself in the backcourt. And now loose ball foul going to go against Willis, pushing Graham to the floor. 6:26 remains, and 45-43 Northwest can add to their advantage on this possession.
And Jaden Willis's minutes has kind of been sparingly due to foul trouble. He just picked up number four, so he's going to go have a seat, at least for a couple minutes, I'm guessing. Get Anthony Miller back in.
Miller hasn't hurt Northwest, but hasn't hurt Western, but he hasn't given him a lot extra either. There's a drive, Dido into traffic, and
oh, did they get another illegal screen?
It's going to go against Dido, maybe.
You get a push-off, I guess, with him driving. Is that four on him?
And that is, like, I don't mind, Brian, if you see that those calls coming, because I think sometimes in high school the advantage always goes to an out-of-control ball handler. As Watterson gets into the paint, he has to kind of toss something circus up. Dido gets a step, gives up to Williams, and he'll put one up. That's a tough shot in traffic for Williams.
Yeah, Williams has some broad shoulders, and he needed
it. Doesn't always go like nothing but net, but you still get him to fall because he's got a soft touch, that lefty soft touch that we see a lot of left-handers have. There's Brody Parrott making a move to the basket. Call for traveling. I'll tell you, it's been an inconsistent game for both teams and at times ugly, but it's been an exciting contest. There's a great energy in the gym. A timeout, full timeout from the Northwest bench. We'll take 60 seconds. 5:38 to play here. 47-43. Northwest leads by four on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And Rodi Doe still into the game.
Yeah, you know, I saw Doe lobbying to stay in.
His lobbying efforts were successful, and Doe brings it over the timeline. Watterson waiting for him. Doe has pulled that three-point shot. I think he's kind of been slow to take it here in the second half, or in the fourth quarter especially, as Watterson comes out to challenge. 5:17 to play. Doe. Maybe just trying to run out some time.
Yeah, Western wanted it, came out in a 1-2-2. Coach Bailey said, we'll just pull it out.
There's Graham cutting across the lane. Pull up from the free throw line and hits. 6-point lead. Watterson coming over the timeline now for Western as the scoring hasn't been as coming as easy. Fourth quarter drives and we'll get a blocking call against Northwest. And who'd we get on that one?
They got not want to have it be my job to try to stay in front of Watterson.
No, he's
Watterson.
Time out here again. And we are, again, 4:53 to play, 49-43. It's back out to a 6-point lead for Northwest. And a couple of guys having great games here. As we mentioned, Dido's got 20. Chance Pangborn's got 25, but they've been really... They put Graham and gave him that challenge, and he's accepted it, and he's really slowed that aspect of Western's offense down.
Well, we mentioned that if you're Northwest, you better know where he is, and they have. They've found him. He's got their attention if he didn't have it already.
Coach Bradley stepped up to that task. 4:53 to go, and we got Western on the baseline. Yeah. They get it inside underneath to Willis, and Willis misses that one. You don't squeeze it and pull it out. 4:42 to go, 49-43.
That one kind of hurt for Western there. They got a good look off that out-of-bounds play. Willis just missed it.
You know, on the drive, Watterson's going to get called for the reach. I think he felt like he had a tie-up, but there's some contact there, too. Four and a half to play here, 49-43.
Did that one, Watterson talking about it.
Get it into Graham. Pangborn out to check him. Mountie ball in the half court, 4:25. Graham drives on Pangborn, gets into the free throw line, step back. Line, but just a little short. Hit off front rim. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Western ball.
And another just kind of cheap foul called on Marquise Williams. Going to be his fourth.
And that's five team fouls now for the Mounties, and free throws the rest. And shooting a lot of free throws for the rest of the game. To them, 4:18 to play, and it's Brody Parrott at the free throw stripe.
And if you're going to complete this comeback, if you're Western, you're going to need to make most of your free throws.
And that, Parrott, one, that was a grenade.
That's, I was going to say, that's the Steve Boyle grenade. That one barely caught iron to the left.
4:18 left here, and 49-43, Western trails, and Parrott gets the second one. Pretty as a picture. We'll get a lane violation. And it's going to go against the Panthers. So wipe that basket away.
It's funny, the last time Parrott was at the line and he made his second one, I almost said it. Look, he's lucky they didn't call him over the line. You know, that's something in the NBA you never see.
Right.
You really don't see it often in high school.
4 minutes now on the clock. Dell pull up triple. Got it. Boy, that feels like a dagger. A lot of time left, but that's the feel. Western has found points tough to come by. Stuck on that 43 number for a while, and now down by 9 again. Watterson. Got switched with Osterberg on him.
Fans going crazy thinking the Dell had the ankle breaker move as well.
Yeah. That was kind of why. I don't think he even was thinking about shooting until that defender fell down, and then. And we'll get a foul called against Graham here. Graham with the foul, 52-43, and free throws again, this time Pangborn.
Boy, if I'm Western here, I just find the matchup where whoever Dedeau's guarding, I'm taking it to him and trying to get his fish. Kind of cut off the head of the snake.
Yeah, they would at least feel a little uncertain what was going to happen without him out there. I do think Graham or even Williams would step into that role and kind of handle it, but you're better off with him off the floor. The lead goal. And it's Dedeau with Watterson out on him, 3.5 to play. Dedeau in the backcourt. He's just trying to run clock. And I know they think that it's something Dedeau is doing, but Watterson is going to get teed up, taunting.
Yeah, Watterson letting him hear it after he gave up the ball. And that is a point of emphasis. You're not supposed to be kind of more in like a friendly, competitive way.
But, yeah, it's weird for that That was the most blatant, I suppose. But, yeah, there's been that kind of talking and taunting going back and forth on both teams the whole way.
And look at Watterson and Nadeau are hugging each other right now. And Nadeau is even saying, yeah, I probably didn't deserve that one.
And Graham hits that one 53-45. I don't know if they're... I think they tried to correct that score to that after Pangborn made those two free throws. So I don't know. We got 54-45. I think that's accurate. 3:12 to go.
Graham now 5 for 5 from the stripe. For the night.
Sideline inbound after the technical foul on Watterson. Doe has in the backcourt, brings it over the timeline. And Watterson, I mean, Watterson's just overplaying, you know, aggressively. He knows they got to try to get that basketball back.
Yeah, this is where Pangborn might have to come off his man and go double.
Yeah, someone might need to just to get the ball away. Now Pangborn's going to go out and pressure Graham, and he drives past him, tries to scoop it down to the baseline for Cooper, and it goes out of bounds. So Western gets the turnover. And with 2:44 to go, they need buckets. And their offense in the half court is often very patient, but they need to go out and be aggressive here with 2.5 and a 9-point deficit. Watterson drives down to the baseline, backs it back out. Screen coming from Andrew Parrott, now goes around it. Parrott pops on the screen instead of rolling. They're lucky they didn't turn that over. Andrew Parrott now gives it back up to Watterson, and again, they run a set there and don't come up with a shot. Watterson now at the top of the key for Parrott. Back to the basket, hands off to Pangborn. He delays and is going to draw a foul. Cooper goes up to challenge a triple. Sends Pangborn to the floor.
Pangborn with a cramp. Graham helping him out, giving him the trainer stretch.
2:13 to go, 54-45. And Chance Pangborn will get to the free throw line if he can and getting stretched out down there. Where's the trainer at?
Well, she said... No problem. The Northwest players have it. I've never seen this sportsmanship. Graham hold his leg while Nadeau is actually massaging the calf.
Well, and I really was wondering where the trainer was because it's nice to see her. My daughter played athletics here at Western, and that trainer helped her when she had ruptured her ACL, those kind of things, okay. You know. So I was just glad to see her.
Just a friendly face.
Yeah, familiar.
Yeah, you know, back to the game, Cooper came out there to contest that three. I don't think he fouled him, but Pangborn landed on his foot. Mm-hmm. And that's the old, you got to give him room to land that foul, I guess.
Yeah. It's that, like, Reggie Miller guys used to do that intentionally.
Lick.
Let me fall onto your foot. I'm aiming at your foot when I land. Not that I'm saying Pangborn did that, but he's going to have... Yeah. To go to the bench, and that'll get Willis at the free throw line to replace him. Willis left for a while with four fouls. We got 2:13 to go, 54-45. Big free throws here, and Willis missed.
And that's a tough spot for Willis. You know, you haven't played for a while. You come in, and first thing you have to do is shoot free throws cold.
High pressure free throws. Hey, our game brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, IST, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water. Thank you to Form Energy, the Folds of Honor cherry flavor. I'm going to use that now as Willis makes that free throw.
Yep, go ahead. I'll chug it while I'll talk.
All right, we got it. Graham against Watterson pressure. 54-47 our score. Western trailing here. 5. Northwest ball. Graham trying to drive on Watterson. Good defense with the footwork for Watterson. Tough fader though by Graham, and he makes it. Pulled up from free throw line, extended, fading away, and knocked it down. Big shot, 56-47, Watterson against Osterberg. Gives it up to Willis. Willis makes a move.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card.
And now we'll get a whistle away from the ball on the offensive end for the Panthers. And that's going to go again. Into the free throw line. 74 seconds remain. 58-49 in Western's miracle time. You need need some bombs to go down.
You mentioned Reggie Miller. You need Reggie Miller.
Is he over there? No, I don't see him. I feel like he, if he was eligible, he would have gotten minutes already.
It'd be cool if Reggie was just at the Northwest Western game for no real reason.
And he heard us say his name, and he was looking at like, what?
What, Steve and Brian are talking about me? I'll come what? Yeah, I'll come on.
He heard we were going to be here, so he didn't come because he was just going to tune in. All right, Watterson makes the pair, 58-51. Western trying to pressure in the backcourt. Graham going one-on-one with Watterson. Anything unless you're trapping, really, and there's going to be a double dribble. Graham picked up the dribble that lost his footing, so Western does create the turnover with a little pressure there. 65 seconds for the Panthers. And Northwest will come down and give them some backcourt pressure.
And I don't mind this pressure if you're just trying to slow things down, but don't do any reaching or putting them on the line and give them easy, quick points.
Yep, with no time running off the clock. Willis sidesteps Cooper and ends up getting the floater. He's got four now in the last couple seconds. And 58-53, it's five. Vito putting a little extra sauce on there behind the back pass. Western back now, 5 points.
Get mad at that. They just made behind the backpack right play, and I actually thought that was too. I think Cooper just kind of stopped.
You know who once told me that?
Coach
Ray Haynes.
Oh, all right.
Seventh grade. Sometimes that behind the back pass, he get mad. Pass. Get a timeout. 58-55, 41.6 to play. Just a 3-point game. Let's take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. We'll be back with more on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I'll be able to do it quick.
41.6 seconds, timeout from the Panthers. It went from 9 to 3 in about, I don't know, 18 seconds or so.
We left, said we need Reggie Miller. Maybe they just need Anthony Miller. Maybe that was enough, although Anthony not on the floor.
Yeah,
his cheering from the bench has done it. I don't know.
It really was Jaden Willis. You know, a lot of times you get down by that amount and you start looking to fire threes. He made three layups. Able to get in there under the defense and score it. And three straight baskets, six quick points for Willis. And it's a three-point game. And now that full-court pressure feels like a bigger issue for the Mounties.
Well, and that's kind of the thing with Northwest putting that press on. It allowed Western to get quick buckets.
They get it into the... Looks like an intentional for Pangborn. Going to send Dito to the free throw line to make him earn it there with 39.6. And now that's bonus free throws for Northwest.
And I don't mind lengthening the game up there, but, boy, you don't want to get Dido and you don't want to get Graham. Anybody else, let's see what they can do. Dido and Graham have lived at the line and successfully tonight.
That one goes. 4-point game. Hey, again, I know we've had technical issues during the broadcast. Thanks again to Mike Smida, Dr. Vickers, the athletic team over here at Western for getting us connected at all so that we could go through what's been a really exciting game. A missed free throw there, and it goes out of bounds, and they're going to call it off of off of Western, so Northwest will keep it. No, they're giving it to the Panthers.
Yeah. Dedeau was 8 for 8 up into that miss.
Inbound to Jaden Willis, 4-point game, 59-55. He goes right down the lane, pump fakes, elevates, scores, and then draws the whistle! And you said it, Brian, going into that full court pressure, Willis got it, just beat everybody down the floor.
Yeah, you know, you'd almost think here Northwest just get back and make them run some seconds off the floor.
And they've done that in the half court. And as long as you got Pinborn covered, there's not really another big three-point threat. Willis missed the free throw. Parent tried to keep it alive. That was Andrew, and he's going to get whistled, and that'll send Cooper to the free throw line now for the Mounties. It should, with 30.1 to play.
Steve, I think Willis has scored 8 points in about 25 seconds.
Yeah,
Each time he's touched the ball, it's taken about 3 seconds.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 101.
Well, hey, I said if you're Western, you want to send someone else to the line. We'll find out if that's good or bad as Bryson Cooper's going to make his first trip.
And he missed. 59-57, Panthers staying within two. You wanted to stay within that one possession number. 30.1 to play.
If you're Western, make or miss, still just take it to the basket. You don't need to chalk up any bad threes.
Western down by three. Full court press again by the Mounties. They get it in to Willis. He don't guard him. Willis just going to run past him again. Corner, Brody Parrott, three, no, air ball. Andrew Parrott had a chance at it. Cooper gets it, and they'll foul. Boy, they got the look they wanted. Open three, Brody Parrott maybe rushed it a little bit. And Andrew Parrott had a chance at that rebound, and he lost it.
Pressing and just allowing Western to get down there.
And Willis has just been able to get a lane and sprint past him, underestimating Willis' speed.
Yeah, for one, Bedell has four fouls, so he can't reach in and he can't, you know, pick up some stupid pressing. So, and that's almost begging for that to happen.
Right.
And Cooper missing the first of two.
Western still feeling they have a chance, 20.1. Cooper missed, rebounded to Andrew Parrott, gets it to Watterson. 17 seconds, 3-point game. Western's going to get a timeout. 14.1 to play. 6.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206.
Awesome, for a moment, we're back. And again, during this timeout, like you said, I can't wait to see what Moffitt draws up. You got to try to get Pangborn, right, but double screen, or do you use him as kind of a decoy and get somebody else open? Watterson hit a triple earlier.
Anybody that the Doe's guarding, I might still just take him to. It's a bad time for that.
I know, right? Can we stay out for 14.1 more seconds? All right, back. Here we go. Back on and inbound. They go to corner. Andrew Parrott turns, fires, triple. No, off the heel, up high. Tapped out of bound. Last touch. Panthers, 8.6 to go. And it's 8.3 seconds. And it's Anspaugh from the baseline. Looking to get it in. He gets it into Cooper, and they'll grab him. And so it looks like free throws, and they're going to get Cooper back there. And he's 1 for 4?
Yeah, 1 for 4, and just missed his last two. So
he might be the right guy. 6.4 seconds left.
Be a big one.
Yeah, free throw right now pretty much ices it. This is their chance to ice it, and he got it.
Yeah, as long as Northwest is smart here, they really can't lose, because Western can shoot. Northwest doesn't even have to take the ball out of bounds again.
Cooper now at the stripe. And Northwest wins. Let's do a quick post game, and we'll get you to Red Wings hockey. Brian, Western, what a great game. What a great rivalry. Western down 9 at the half. Battled back, took a lead. Stuck around to the final. Just needed one more shot to go down, and they couldn't get it. But a great game played by the Panthers. This just makes me excited for March basketball. This makes me excited for tournament basketball that we know we're going to get coming up before too long, but a nice game. Give us the numbers for what you got.
Okay, well, I have Marquise Williams for 14. Dennis Graham with, oh, the scoreboard just took 14. Avery Ansbaugh with 3. Game-winning, clenching free throw. And Rhoda Doe with, boy, Steve, this one's going to take me a second to add, just because we're going to call it 24.
That's what I think they had in the scoreboard, Rhoda Doe, 24.
But that's my quick adding.
He's
right
our
there.
Player of the game, by the way.
Yeah. Chance Pangborn with 27, Brody Parrott, 8, Jaden Willis with 12, almost all coming in that fourth quarter, even in a 30-second stretch. And Andrew Parrott with just 1 for the Panthers.
Yeah, exciting contest. Again, the technical aspects, we apologize, but did our best, and we got an exciting game out of it. We're going to turn things over. Let's get you up to the conclusion of Red Wings hockey. And what a fun game tonight. Mounties win. I can't wait to see what happens with the rematch.
We'll be there.
Have a great rest of your night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.